Welcome to another episode of the Here's an Idea podcast. I'm Woodrow Bellamy III, the senior editor for Tech Briefs, Aerospace Defense, and Photonics Publications. Here's an Idea is a podcast presented by the editors of Tech Briefs that showcases today's most innovative technologies. Battery weight and energy density are two of the key factors that can enable electric-powered or battery-powered flight. Energy density is the measure of how much energy a battery contains in proportion to its weight. This measurement is typically presented in watt-hours per kilogram. Amprius Technologies is a Fremont, California-based supplier of lithium-ion battery technologies that has supplied battery technologies for aviation, automotive, and wearable applications. On March 23rd, the company announced it had achieved independent verification of its lithium-ion cell, delivering what they describe as unprecedented energy density of 500 watt-hours per kilogram. The guest on this episode is John Bornstein. He is the Chief Operating Officer of Amprius Technologies, and he's been leading technology, manufacturing, and product development of ultra-high energy density lithium-ion battery based on nanostructured silicon anodes for the company since 2013. Mr. Bornstein joins the podcast to explain the significance of this 500 watt per kilogram hour verification and what it could mean for battery-powered aircraft moving forward. So John, first, for those in our audience who might be unaware, can you give us some background on who Amprius is, when the company was founded, and what type of battery technology you provide?
Sure. So Amprius was founded in 2008. Based on a concept from Stanford University to overcome a fundamental problem with using silicon as an anode in lithium-ion cells. The incumbent, as we all have today in our pockets, anode in all lithium-ion cells is based on carbon in the form of graphite. But silicon has 10 times the capacity per volume and weight for lithium compared to carbon. And so it has enormous potential, and that's what the company was founded on. So we proceeded to take that concept, that idea that was published and came out of Stanford and turn it into a product. And here we are today, shipping product for the aviation industry primarily and other applications aligned with that, based on the concept that we turned into a real product. And so the way we do that is by engineering silicon in such a way that it overcomes the fundamental problem, and that is swell. When lithium goes into silicon, it expands, and the expansion is significant. Now, after a few charge-discharge cycles, it can cause it to basically pulverize if you don't do it right, and then you can't take advantage of it anymore, obviously. So we overcame that with the design that we perfected based on the Stanford idea and took it into the market. And that's where we are today.
I see. And where is Amprius based in, based out of?
We're in Fremont, California. We're a Silicon Valley success story, if you will.
Interesting. I see. And now you mentioned that already, but does Amprius already supply some, you know, lithium ion batteries to any of the major automotive or especially aviation or aerospace players out there?
Yes. We have been shipping product since 2018 to the aerospace industry. Our first lead and one of our biggest customers is Airbus. We have expanded into other aviation markets. And the ones that we can name include Teledyne FLIR, Air Environment, BAE, and then several others that we can't name at this time. And all of these are for various aviation and typically drone applications.
Interesting, I see. And, you know, so speaking of aviation and aircraft and drones, you know, Amprius had recently a really large announcement about a verification process for its new lithium ion cell. And that was developed with an energy density of 500 watt hours per kilogram. Can you tell us about the verification process for this achievement and just what it means overall for lithium ion battery technology?
Sure. So it's fairly straightforward. We pride ourselves, first of all, on telling the truth. In the battery industry, there's a lot of hype or hyperbole, but we stand true to data. And we like to have either a customer or typically a neutral third party validate our technology. And then in this case, we use Mobile Power Solutions, which is a reputable test house, independent test facility. And we ship them our cells. And we said, verify our data. And they did. And the way they do that is they basically just measure the capacity, which is amp hours or milliamp hours. People are familiar with that. When you look at the back of your cell phone, you see what the battery capacity is, and then weigh it. And then knowing what the nominal voltage is, you multiply voltage times amp hours, you come up with watt hours, you weigh it, and you convert grams to kilograms, and you've got watt hours per kilogram. And that's what they did.
I see. And as a follow-up question to that, just what is the over? Can you give us the overall dimensions of this battery that you've developed, just the size and weight of it, which is especially important, as we know, for aircraft?
Sure. So we make cells in a variety of form factors. The smallest one we make is on the order of a couple of centimeters by a centimeter wide by on the order of a few millimeters in thickness, and it weighs less than or on the order of 10 grams. And that goes into what's called a nano drone. And then we make cells that are much larger than that, that are about 100 to 200 millimeters in length by 100 to 200 in width. And again, it's on the order of millimeters in thickness, and they weigh up to or over 30 to 50 grams. So it's that kind of dimension.
I see. And now, speaking of this, you know, this recent accomplishment of achieving this energy density of 500 watt hours per kilogram, what would you say is a key innovation or technological enabler introduced by Amprius to enable this achievement with the new battery?
Well, primarily it's the anode. So to put numbers around it, the capacity for silicon, insofar as how much lithium you can put in it, is over 3,000 milliamp hour per gram. You compare that with graphite, it's just over 300 milliamp hour per gram. So that's at the material level. And then when you put all the components of the cell together, which are fairly straightforward, you got an anode, which is our silicon-based system, and then you've got a cathode, which supplies the lithium, and a separator in between, electrolyte, and all the other stuff that wraps around it. And that comprehends the, if you will, bill of material of the cell. And then you have to take advantage of all that silicon. How do you do that? All that silicon capacity, you get a cathode that has a very high, what's called loading, mass loading. That is, it contains a lot of lithium. So in a typical cell, you're limited by the thickness of the graphite anode. Our cell, we can use half the thickness in our silicon anode, and therefore we can make the cathode much thicker. The result of that is that we can get a lot more lithium and therefore take advantage of all that lithium in our anode. So the fundamental benefit that we bring is we've got so much more capacity in the anode to take advantage of a lot more lithium that you can put into your cathode that you can't take advantage of in a typical graphite-based cell.
Interesting. And in terms of aviation, you know, certainly for Tech Briefs and really every publication out there is covering, you know, the developments of eVTOL programs and even some of the larger scale electric aircraft research and development programs led by, you know, companies such as Heart Aerospace out there. Mm-hmm. What type of aircraft could this type of battery actually support? And, you know, for what type of missions and over what length of time?
Sure. So we, I should say, have a variety of products. And the way that they're categorized is as energy products, where you don't have a lot of power draw, but you want to have a lot of energy to sustain long duration. We have what we call blended power and energy, and then we have high power cells. So this 500 watt hour per kilogram is intended for high energy cells. That is, where you don't pull a lot of power, you don't need to draw a lot of current, but you do need to have a lot of energy to sustain long duration, long endurance. So the market that this is addressing today is specifically for these high altitude drones, these high altitude pseudo satellites, which are powered by a combination of solar energy and batteries. And they stay aloft for months at a time. And Airbus is a customer for this type of technology, this type of product. And they've set world records based on our cells for such an application. We also, as I said, have blended technology, blended products, wherein we can sustain both high power and high energy. The beauty of our technology is that we don't have a significant trade-off between energy and power, which is typical of most batteries. So we're able to continue to provide a lot of energy and power. So, for example, in the case of an eVTOL, electric vertical takeoff and landing vehicle, you need power to take off. You get off the ground with your payload or passengers. And then you need energy for crew so you can get to where you're going and not make it a short distance hop. And then again, power to land. And that's where we come in. We've got the ideal combination of power and energy in our cell. And it's an unprecedented game changer for that type of market. And then for pure power applications, we also come into play because we can sustain very high power. They're called high C rates. And that's for example, the type of drones that the military uses, for example, where they're just pulling a lot of power all the time. And we can sustain, again, high power with no trade-off in energy. So those are the categories of products that we produce and that we have customers for today.
And so now that you've gotten this recent achievement with your new cell, if you just look out into the next 2 to 3 years or so, as you continue to make advancements with your lithium ion technology, what are the next steps in terms of getting this on aircraft to support flying in the near future, and also to support just longer periods of flight with, you know, such as an eVTOL aircraft?
Sure. So we have two basic thrusts. First and foremost is to continue to push the envelope and exploit the silicon anode that we have perfected and continue to unlock the energy and power that it enables. And I should mention one other thing, and that is that the structure of the silicon anode that we have patented enables, of course, power, but you also can get high charge rates. We've set a record, we believe, for a commercial cell on fast charge, what's called extreme fast charge. We've demonstrated in about a 3 amp hour cell, 6 minutes from 0 to 80% state of charge. And so we can do it on both sides of the equation, so to speak. We're in high discharge rates, high power, and high charge rates. So for these commercial applications, for example, eVTOL, they don't have to sit on the ground very long to recharge and get back in the air. So their business is enabled by what we provide. The second thrust is in expanding our manufacturing footprint. The key going forward is to have the manufacturing capacity to satisfy all the demand from, first of all, aerospace, which is our key market today. It plays to our wheelhouse with high performance. And as we get into the multi-gigawatt hour annual capacity, the so-called gigafactories, then we can get more mainstream and address the EV market. So that thrust, that is the manufacturing thrust, is what we're undertaking very furiously today. We're expanding locally. We'll be doubling our footprint this year in Fremont. And we announced that we'll be building out a facility in Colorado to get to the gigawatt hour manufacturing level. So continue to push the envelope on technology. We're not standing still. And expand our footprint in manufacturing. Those are the thrusts.
That's right. I did see that recent Colorado announcement. So certainly a lot of exciting things happening with Amprius right now. Well, John, thanks for joining us for the podcast. And I'm sure our audience will walk away from this episode a lot more educated on the type of battery that you're developing.
Well, my pleasure. And thanks for the opportunity.
If you'd like to provide some feedback about this episode or even to suggest future guests, please email me at woodrow.bellamy@saemediagroup.com. You can listen to this podcast at techbriefs.com/podcast or on your favorite podcast app such as Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Thanks for checking out this episode and look out for more coverage of exciting new technologies on the next episode of Here's an Idea,